The Christians of the Middle East face a very serious dilemma, and they have real fears that are not hallucinatory or born of a fertile imagination. The euphoria about the so-called Arab Spring is beginning to wear thin with time. The expectations that these changes, the collapse of these repressive regimes, would usher in a new era of democracy, freedom, and human rights has unfortunately and sadly been exaggerated. Instead, we are facing the real possibility of chaos and of replacements for these regimes that might turn out to be worse than the regimes themselves, especially as far as minorities and in particular native Christian communities are concerned. If the result of the Arab Spring is that Salafism and jihadism are going to proliferate and anchor themselves in country after country, then we are seriously facing something very disturbing, which can be called the slippery slope, the gradual slide, incremental, bit by bit, towards greater extremism, greater intolerance, and at the end of the day, it will all become violent, bloody Christophobia. So this is where the problem, if you like, on the worldly level lies. And these are the sad alternatives, tragic in a basic sense, that face the Christians. Nobody should shed a tear for the collapse of repressive dictatorial regimes, but their replacements might turn out to be as bad, if not worse. So what is the solution? Well, this is exactly where the apostolic exhortation of Pope Benedict XVI has come in at a very timely moment in the Middle East's history and has raised the whole issue to a higher level, a deeper spiritual level, and has offered the only answer that can come to a Christian and from a Christian perspective, and that is that ultimate salvation comes only from Jesus Christ, the risen Lord. This is essentially the message of the exhortation. And the Pope addresses the young people and urges them, the youth of the Christian Arab world, urges them not to be ashamed to be Christians and to befriend Jesus, to be his friends, as the Gospel of John has emphasized, Jesus and his disciples as his friends. This is not some kind of an empty Sunday sermon. These are very real answers to existential fears on the historical and as well as eschatological and spiritual level. So this is basically the situation as seen from the perspective of both the fears of the Christians vis-a-vis the dangers of the Arab Spring on the one hand, and the hope they can rely on, which comes through the apostolic exhortation, which is ultimately faith in the risen Lord. But also the apostolic exhortation shows how deeply the Vatican understands the delicate situation of Middle Eastern Christians, because it doesn't only focus on the external dangers. It also talks about the need for these Christian communities and their leaders and their churches to re-evangelize themselves, to deepen the sense of communion, to undergo penance and forgiveness and reconciliation, and a new spiritual rebirth. In other words, there's plenty of homework to be done by the Christians themselves in order to improve their situation from a spiritual perspective. And only then will they be strong enough and united enough to witness to the truth that is Jesus Christ, and also to protect themselves against the threats and dangers around them now from these unforeseen and uncertain changes that may very well introduce a slippery slope towards greater extremism in the region.